Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Brian, thank you very much. Here's a question for you. Should Catholics continue to pay their TV licence? Well, it's a question being raised by Father Kevin McNamara, the parish priest of Moyvan, after what he says was a hurtful and belittling storyline on confession in Fair City. This is a piece from the scene that aired on Sunday night.
I want you to hear my confession. Should I be kneeling?
Kirsten, it's been a while.
I didn't like it when I was 7. Can't say it grew on me.
You're here now.
Does the seal of confession still hold?
I can't repeat anything you tell me.
When you went on your honeymoon, you left me a little gift. Hayley is 30.
What are you saying?
First time lucky.
Hayley is your daughter?
Ours. You can't do anything about it. Seal of confession. Now do me and her a favour. Go back to whatever sewer you crawled out of.
And Father McNamara joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Nice to talk to you. What is it about those scenes that you took issue with?
Well, firstly, just for clarification, I am not advocating a non-payment of a licence to RTE. I think they make very fine programs. The Burn was an example of it last Sunday night prior to Fair City. My objection is that the script really miscalculated. Should have said, we wish to talk rather than confession. And I really think that on the Sunday in question, which was last Sunday, when it was aired, whether it's a coincidence or not, but it was Divine Mercy Sunday. The worldwide are asked to focus on confession. And on that day, I was in the church car park, social distancing, and people with masks on, and I with a mask on, hearing confessions from 2 o'clock until 5:15. And to come in that night and sit in front of the television, it really broke my heart just to see confession being portrayed in such a disrespectful and very hurtful way. Taking place in a church with an altar, taking place with cigarettes and alcohol, and the whole issue of the seal being brought into repute.
Okay, but I take those points on board, but this is drama, this is fiction, and you're well aware of that, of course.
I'm well aware, but would they be able to tell me when they're going to go down to the mosque in Clonskee? And when they're going to go to any other religion. I mean, if all religions were, you know, again, say, oh, it's a drama and you should, you know, grow up and, you know, you should be more things worried about and ye priests are this and ye priests are that. We're going through, nobody knows what priests are going through at this particular time, especially priests like myself who live on their own, trying to keep contact with people, trying to, you know, again, bring the sacrament of confession alive, to forgive people, to bring them a little bit of hope and consolation. And there we are bashed again. And it's Fair City's second time doing this.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other incident that upset you?
The other incident was the seal was broken, where a priest in a former episodes, he was told something in confession and he went out and broke the seal.
So if that scene had happened and if there was no mention of confession, if they'd had that conversation without talking about the sacrament, that would have been okay. So it's
that
not the storyline.
Look, I think it's a very human story, and I have empathy with, you know, and the two characters, Ger and Father Liam, are played excellently, I know, and they're depicting the hurt, but to bring confession into it was totally, absolutely wrong.
Because I watched it this morning and I thought the portrayal of the priest who was so upset with her because she's a moneylender and he was explaining the problems that he has seen caused by people like her, I thought it gave a very good impression of a person who was caring in the community and looking after the most vulnerable.
I have no problem with that, Claire. I have no problem with that storyline whatsoever. Confession should not have been mentioned. It should not have been brought in. Confession is very sacrosanct. And my 40 years of priesthood, I spend a large amount of time trying to break down barriers where people are fearful of confession, where they've had a bad experience in confession. Jerry even said that she didn't like it when she was 7 and she's never grown in her since.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole... there's a whole new ethos around confession, but the one thing that it has to be done, it has to be respected. You know, we're not looking for a monopoly of news or anything like that, or to be treated differently, but certainly we want to be treated with respect. And if Fair City or any drama go on to portray Catholic storylines, they have an obligation. They have an obligation completely and utterly to bring accurate information and honest information before the people, the public.
And you've written about this for your own parish newsletter, which will be published at the weekend.
Yes.
And what's your call in that article?
My call in that article is that a confession should, that the scriptwriter should not have, used the word confession. But equally, I suppose, the other thing, that the fact that it is taking place in the context of a church and the context of alcohol and smoking.
Mm-hmm. A listener wants to know, have you seen a drama called Fleabag?
No.
Mm. That might have some scenes in it that you might be troubled by as well. But this
No, Claire.
Do you know what just occurred to me? Father Ted, where Ted and Dougal talk about, they're having a good old gossip about what happened in the confessional. Now, I know that's satire and comedy and so on, but was that problematic?
Well, look. Anything that degrades us, you know, I'm 40 years in priesthood. I've given my life to it. Look, okay, I know no other life. I've done my best. I'm not a saint by any manner of means, but it's very hurtful to be, you know, I never watched Father Ted. You'd go to weddings years ago, and every wedding you'd go, go on, you know?
When you never watched it.
There were certain receptions that I literally walked out of, and a bride said to me, you know, are you leaving now? I said, I am. Because every time you go near a bar, you're going, go on, and off Father Ted. We have feelings as well. So I don't know about Fleabag or whatever, but all I know is that the likes of Fair City, that a lot of elderly parishioners here would be hooked on it. And that's, you know, that's an insult to them as well, to see confession downgraded in such a way.
Mm-hmm. No,
but the good news is, and it ties in with confession, and it ties in very much, I had a lovely chat with the scriptwriter from Fair City. And very, 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 very understanding about my position, and apologized and whatever, and I have forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not one of these guys saying don't pay your license or whatever. No, absolutely not.
Because it's been reported that that's what you would want Catholics to do, or you'd ask them to question.
A misquote. Basically, what I'm saying is if a continuation of, we'll say, insulting and debasing Catholic doctrine and teaching, if that were to continue, would it be fair to ask Catholics to support a station which have scant or no respect for the Catholic faith and the sacred doctrine?
Okay, we have a statement from RTE on this, and this won't be a surprise to you, but it's important for other people to hear it. They say there was no intention to cause offence with this story. It's most unfortunate that this episode transmitted on Divine Mercy Sunday. This was a complete coincidence which occurred because of episodes dropped from the schedule for reasons of COVID-19 and restrictions in filming. There was absolutely no intention to align our story with that particular day, and we can understand how that might have seemed targeted and therefore specifically disrespectful. Fair City apologises for that unfortunate coincidence. Does that go far enough?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not making an issue of it, but I mean, a lot will depend on the future. You see, I'm putting out a challenge to documentary makers that if they are doing something on Catholic faith, they really have to be accurate with their information. Mm.
Well, a listener says, thanks to that priest for standing up for the Catholic faith. No other religion would put up with so much mockery and disrespect. But on the other hand, Father Iggy O'Donovan has been in touch, and he says that the reaction to Fair City has been over the top. He says, for God's sake, it's a soap opera, not a serious theology programme.
Yeah. Well, Iggy is entitled to his view. Yeah, it's a soap opera. So, okay. But to me, I would differ very much with Father Iggy, and you know, there are many people and many priests. He's a priest, and he's kind of saying, look, for God's sake, grow up. You know, there are more major issues than that. I mean, I'm reminded of Mark Twain when his little daughter went ballistic a few times over small things, you know, a picnic cancelled, a tie broken, something that was cancelled at the last minute. And the mother went to Susie and said, listen, you must learn, you know, you mustn't cry over small things. And the little girl went away, and about 2 hours later she came back and she said, you know, Mummy, what are small things? And, you know, to the valid question. And I think, okay, maybe it's a small thing for me. For 40 years, I've tried my best to walk the way of Jesus. All the episodes and all the places of forgiveness and understanding that he had in his life, forgiveness was the sinful thing. And to see it mocked in that way just leaves me cold. And I look, as long as there's blood in my veins, I will still say that. And if people think it's childish, that's their view. But my personal view is that the sacrament is very special. I have witnessed firsthand people who have received the sacrament and the mercy of God, and to see the transformation in their lives. We can't bring the sacrament just to a human situation. It is a sacrament, and it is something special that takes place. And the way it was depicted, soap or no soap, was wrong. Mm. And I will stand over that.
Yeah, Stephen Wexford has an interesting take on this. He says, I think this portrays real life with confession and the church as being part of real life. Does it humanise it? You know, there are people who perhaps don't attend confession anymore or never have done, who might be drawn to it from what they saw.
Well, I find it, yeah, well, look, I've never experienced that. I have met people who have said, look, I don't believe in confession or whatever. And I said, look, I can give you a blessing. I can give you absolution if you want to or whatever. Sometimes it's a starting point for them. If people would be kind of drawn to go to confession and say that it's very human, and the way it was depicted on Fair City, I'm sorry. I must be living in a different planet.
All right. Listen, we just had a clarification from Fair City. I think it was the executive producer of Fair City who you were speaking to, and not the scriptwriter. That's fine. Thank you so much for talking to us. It was great to get your point of view, and very interesting to hear it, Father McNamara. Coming up after this break, we'll be taking your COVID questions. Join us after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.